Hey, this is Pastor Jesse, and this is Good Friday, and I am sitting in my office on Friday evening, really just contemplating the cross, and thinking even tonight of my own brokenness, brokenness of sin, and just the brokenness I think that you and I both or all feel this year especially, just a deep sadness for what's happening in our world. And so I grieve the brokenness of our world as well. But I also think of the brokenness of our Savior and how because He was broken, you and I can be made whole. And what a great comfort that is. We've been working a little bit through what happened to Jesus on this Passion Week. And so let me just review. Yesterday would have been Thursday for Jesus, as well as our Thursday, of course. But in Jesus' Passion Week, on Thursday, Peter and John were sent to make preparation for the Passover meal. And then after sunset, Jesus ate the meal with the 12, and he washed the feet of the disciples. He gave the bread to Judas as they reached in to take the bread at the same time, and indicating that Judas was the one that would betray Jesus. And then after Judas left, the Lord instituted his supper, the Lord's Supper, which we joyfully celebrate together. And that is one of the things that I really miss. We were supposed to have our time together around the Lord's Supper, but of course we haven't been able to be together, and so we will do that when we reconvene. But also after the supper, Jesus and his disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and we hear Jesus' cry of agony, praying to God that if it were possible to let this cup pass from him, but he says, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And then, of course, Judas and the Sanhedrin come, and Judas kisses Jesus, and the Sanhedrin arrests him. He's taken to the house of the high priest, and also on that Thursday night sometime, Peter betrays Jesus. And then begin this circus of trials, one trial after another. It appears by putting the Gospels all together, there's as many as six different trials before Pilate ultimately condemns Jesus to death by crucifixion. I want to read one verse from Romans 5:19. "For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience, the many will be made righteous." And so the first man there, of course, is Adam, who disobeyed in the garden. And as a result, we have all fallen into sin, and we all deserve the wrath of God. But the good news is the one man's obedience, what Adam could not do, Christ did. And he accomplished what Adam could not accomplish. And so Jesus lived a perfect life, a sinless life. And then he obeyed his Father and went to the cross and died a horrible death for you and for me, for those who would put their faith and trust in Jesus, for the elect, for the called, for you. And I want to read for us the account of the crucifixion from John's account. And I'll begin in John chapter 19, verse 17. So they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Aramaic, in Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write, the King of the Jews, but rather, This man said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture which says, They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, To fulfill the scriptures, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place, that the scripture might be fulfilled, Not one of his bones will be broken. And again, another scripture says, They will look on him whom they have pierced. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus there. That's John's account of the crucifixion. How good it is for us to ponder Jesus' death on our behalf. And I'm sure many of you realize and know that Jesus died on the Passover. And the Passover was what? It was when the children of Israel were in slavery in Egypt, and the final plague that God caused on the Egyptians to cause Pharaoh to let his people go was the death of the firstborn of everyone in Egypt, unless they would sacrifice a lamb and take the lamb, the blood of the lamb, and put it on the doorposts and on the lintel of the house. And that night when the death angel came, he passed over those houses. And so the blood of the Lamb kept death from that house. The Lamb was the sacrifice for the entire household. And friends, brothers and sisters, Jesus is our sacrificial Lamb. He died so that we don't have to die. And I'm going to speak more on that on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is coming up in 2 days. I am looking forward to that service. Of course, we're not going to be together, but we're going to have a live stream. I'm going to be speaking from Romans 6 and invite you to read that ahead of time if you get an opportunity to do that. Invite somebody else to listen along or watch with you if possible. The place to go to watch this is you just go to YouTube. We're doing it on YouTube so that anyone who has internet access can watch it. If you go to YouTube and then in the search bar, you just search for KOB Churches. KOB Churches. And there will be a live stream there at 10:30 a.m. Mountain Time. Hope you'll be able to watch that. Looking forward to a day of celebration as we celebrate our risen Lord. May God bless you. I pray that you will be considering Jesus' death tonight and through the day tomorrow, and we will have a beautiful day of worship on Sunday. God bless you.